we're back live here at the Sales High School. The action was hot and heavy in this gym last night as the Irish boys upset the Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights 77-72. Talked about that several times. I brought it up. The Knights with a win could have clinched first place in the conference against the fifth place, the Sales Irish. But the Irish boys pulled off the upset to improve to 4-5 in the conference. Still the best the Irish boys could do would be fourth place in the conference. The Knights, however, with the win last night, with a win last night, could have clinched the title. But if you're from Asotin or Tri-City Prep, you confirmed the score last night, and you said, all right, we can share the league title if we can win this weekend. So the Tri-City Prep Jaguars, with a 6-3 conference record, a glossy 15-4 overall mark, a chance to share at least a tie for the Southeast 2E Conference title, see if they can beat the Irish here in the second game of this two-game series. The Irish boys lost in Pasco 67-47 on January 11th. If the Irish can pull off another upset, that would drop the Jaguars in some kind of a muddled tie for either second, third, or fourth place. And who knows? Well, like I keep saying, we'll know on Tuesday when we take on Sunnyside. All the league games will be over, and we can talk about how everybody's going to fall into the bracket. But this should be a very competitive game. The Irish boys riding the momentum of the upset over Walla Walla Valley Academy. The Tri-City Prep Jaguar boys, who were 9-1 at the Christmas break, but only 6-3 since then, including just 4-3 in the conference since then. Not playing as well as they were earlier this year, but new life, a chance to play for a tie for first place if they can beat the Sales on the Irish home floor and sweep the season series. When we come back, we'll take a look at how these two teams matched up in the first game and get our starting lineups gathered up. We'll be right back. 100.7 FM, KSF.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of the loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pet. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers assistance by phone for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as we near the end of the warm-up. The pep band entertaining the fans here from the Sales. And the visitors coming down from Pasco, the Tri-City Prep Jaguars, have brought a good contingent. Their boys team under head coach Joe Perez, 6-3 in the conference, a chance to catch Wab at the top with a win over the Irish. The Sales boys trying to earn a split in the season series after losing by 20 on January 11th. And I know as a coach, you're I think it's players, too. They're so motivated to play these second games after losing the first one. You want to measure your improvement at the end of the season. The Irish boys losing by 20, trying to return the favor against the Jaguars tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups of these two teams. For the Jaguars, Anthony Perez, a 5'7 junior will start. George Guajardo, 5'5 junior will start. Perez and Guajardo, two of the main scorers when these teams met back on January 11th. Guajardo at 21 points. Perez had 11. Dane Peterson, 6'4 junior, gives them ice and athleticism inside. He has 14 points. Alex Montelongo, a 5'5 junior, had 10. He starts again, and Brady Versteeg, a 6'4 senior, had 9 in their first meeting. So the Jaguars had 4 double figures, nearly 5 in that first matchup. The Irish boys' offensive consistency was an issue. They kind of tried to hang in there with Tri-State Prep. They were outscored by 4 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter, 7 in the third quarter, 4 in the fourth quarter. So they never had that quarter where they're just blown out of the Jaguars' gym. The Tri-State Prep just played with a consistently strong effort, and it added up to a 20-point win. Cameron Richmond, 5'11 junior for the Irish, had 20 points in that ball game. An offensive balance, an issue for the Irish. Only 5 players scored in that game. Tri-City Prep, as I mentioned, 4 in double figures, and their fifth starter, Brady Versteeg, had 9 points. But the Irish definitely turned the scoring balance around last night. Their best offensive effort of the season, 77 points in the win, a complete effort. Execution was excellent against the ninth zone, and the Jaguars, a team that also plays mostly zone defense. The Irish hit 11 three-pointers. Cameron Richmond, a huge game. He's having a great week. 31 points for the 5'11 junior to follow up a 26-point effort up at Sunnyside on Monday. Tyler Jacobson contributed 12 on 4 three-pointers. Adam Eskel, 6'1 senior at 10. Adam did not play He did play the last time they played Tri-City Prep. He had 4 points. Zach Leahy, 6'3 freshman at 10. Daryl Galloway, the 5'10 senior, only 6 points, but he was 10 points on his passes for assists, dissecting the lava zone, and he was all over the floor making field. As Coach Griffin named him and Richmond as co-Dairy Queen players of the game. Starting for the Irish, under head coach Alan Griffin, Galloway, the 5'10 senior, Tyler Jacobson, the 5'10 junior, Adam Eskel, the 6'1 senior, Zach Leahy, 6'3 freshman, and Cameron Richmond, the 5'11 junior, will start. Those are the starting lineups. We'll take one more quick break and come back with the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM, KHSF.
I'm happy to announce that Abadge and Toyota will become part of the McCurley Integrity Dealership Network as of February 3. We thank you for your 30 years of support, but that means all inventory must go, so we have everything marked down to rock bottom. Unbelievable deals on used cars and 0% interest on select Toyotas. We have hang tags in every vehicle and aggressive pricing on all new vehicles. Make us an offer. We need to sell all in-stock inventory before January 31. This is the last sale you won't want to miss. Abadge and Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're ready to go to start the game, and right away the officials have a decision to make as the opening tip-off goes into the Irish cheering section. They say it was touched by Cameron Richmond on the jump ball. So the Jaguars will start in front court, down to my left, in the royal blue uniforms with the white numbers and the gold trim. Peterson with Leahy on him, got it. Now gets it to Perez. Perez with Galloway on, has it knocked away, and a quick foul is going to be called on Darryl on the reach-in. Our Blue Mountain officials, Carol Brewer and Louie Riley, and then Joe Cox. Joe also did the girls' game, so he's doing double duty in the three-man crew. Did the girls' game, now the boys' game. Inbound to Montelongo. kicks it over to Peterson. Baseline jumper won't go. Rebound tipped around all the way up off the rim and then comes down to Galloway. Not sure who would have got the credit for that one if it had gone in. Darrell in the front court now. Irish on offense for the first time working to my right as I sit here in the top row of the bleachers here above the scorer's table. Leahy gets it to Askel. Man-to-man defense by the Jaguars. They switch up man-to-man and zone. First time these teams met, they played mostly zone. Richmond drives in, finds Leahy underneath. Leahy lays it in. Cameron drew the defense with the elbow. Nice little back to the basket, little bounce pass off his hip right to the streaking Leahy. Irish picking up where they left off last night, leading 2-0 now. Early in the game, Montalongo in the corner to Guajardo. Guajardo hits the three. Guajardo, a diminutive 5'5 junior, now with a whistle and foul on Guajardo reaching in as Jacobson tried to move up the sideline. Guajardo had 21 when these teams met in Pasco. Pricey Press got a couple big guys for Sieg, a physical 6'4 senior, Peterson, a 6'4 junior, and then it's the Mighty Mite. Montalongo is 5'5, Perez is 5'7, Guajardo is 5'5. We got the two big guys and the three little guys, and those guards are good players. Eskel in the right corner with it. Shovels it off to Galloway, gets it to Leahy. Leahy over for Sieg. Shot won't go, rebound foul on for Sieg. Or excuse me, on Leahy over the back of for Sieg. The sale's down 3-2, just underway. Nice crowd. It's been, last night was almost full, tonight's almost full. And a lot of credit goes to the Jaguar fans as well. They brought a lot of people here on a Friday night. So it's nice to see the Irish gym full and enthusiastic here late in the season. Montalongo misses the baseline shot, gets his own rebound, shovels it out to Guajardo. His shot won't go. We got a rebound foul. I think this one's going to be on Peterson. Yes, it is. As Leahy had him boxed out. Peterson's first. Each team's committed two fouls early. The officials calling it tight here in the first minute 40. Full court pressure by the Jaguars. Richmond finds Galloway in the front court to Askel. Askel bounce out for Leahy. He lays it in. The front break offense. Irish throwing it over the top and lead it 4-3. Peterson shoots a three. It's an air ball. Jacobson with a nice block out will get it to Galloway. White-shirted Irish against the dark blue shirts of the Jaguars. Peterson slaps it away on a pass intended for Eskel, then off his hands right to Michael Pumpkin. Graduated from DeSales several years ago. His cousin Cameron playing out there. Cameron, the son of Colette Richmond, formerly Colette Thompson. Montalongo drives inside, kicks it out to Perez. Now it's up to Guajardo. Now back to Perez. 15 on the shot clock. Galloway on Perez. Sits in and oh, whips on a foul call. Errol Brewer. I shouldn't do that. Anyway, the officials definitely not letting Darryl Galloway play early. Two quick reach-in fouls called on Darryl. And a fresh shot clock for the Jaguars. Perez shoots a shot. He scores. They got a rebound foul underneath. Let's see if they count the basket. It's going to be on Peterson. Boy, they're calling it tight. Count the basket. Now I forgot who made the basket. Who made that basket, Bill? Oh, doggone it. I reacted to the whistle. The foul's on Peterson in second. And down to Leahy. Dominic Kjellgaard checked into the Irish. Jacobson gets in front court to Eskel, and he loses it on the sideline. 5-4. Jaguars with the ball in the lead. That two-point field goal is either Perez or Guajardo. Guajardo, come on, Delongo. Delongo down the lane, gets it to the seat. He hits a great guard off the glass. Eskel with the rebound. Adam will bring it in the front court. Nobody picks him up. He'll shoot from the top of the key off the back iron. Gets his own rebound. Now on the left wing with it. Perez on him. Left corner pass to Leahy. Irish down 5-4. Versteeg strips it away from Leahy. Loose ball. Kjellgaard on the floor with it. He loses it. Perez has got it. Excuse me, that's Guajardo. To Montalongo. Left wing, three won't go. Rebound Peterson. We got a whistle and a foul on Peterson. and Danny Peterson has picked up three fouls all on a rebound. The officials calling it very tight early. Three fouls on Dane Peterson. And Joe Perez, veteran coach for Pasco, I'm surprised he had Peterson in there. He's out now as Joseph Gerardo, a 6'2 senior in the ballgame. Jacobs and lose the handle heading into front court. But now Kelgar gets it back, gets it to Rifflin, and it's all traveling by Cameron Rifflin. The officials very involved in the game here early. 4:24 to go, first quarter. 5-4 Jaguars with the ball and a one-point lead. Irish playing for momentum, heading to a lose round game in the first round of the district tournament. The Jaguars a chance to at least tie for first place. Boy, another whistle. This one's going to be Kelgar pushing. Already 8 fouls called by this officiating crew, and we're not even halfway through the first quarter. It's going to be a long night at this rate. Gerardo to Montelongo. Over to Perez. Safe by 17. Put it in and out. Stays out. Rebound. Jacobson ends up with it. Now gets it to Richmond. Cameron into front court on the right wing to Haskell. Perez flies at him. He gets it to Richmond. Richmond over to Leahy on the right wing. Looking inside. Nobody open. Boy, they need to post Richmond up. Cameron at 5'11 and can lead. He's being guarded by George Guajardo, who is at 5'5". And now the Irish lose the ball out of bounds. So there's my little coaching tip early. Strategy. Post Richmond up on Guajardo inside. 3:44 to go, first quarter. Irish up 5-4. Or down 5-4, excuse me. Perez with it. Out of her Versteeg. Up top it goes to Guajardo. To Montelongo. Drives into the lane. Kick over to Guajardo. Guajardo gets in the lane. Pulls up from 8 feet off the ammo. Go. Rebound tipped around. Leahy's got it. Very competitive on the board. Leahy dribbles in the front court, picks up a dribble at half court, gets it to Richmond. Richmond drives right down the lane, he's fouled, and Cameron got those 5'5 guards on his hip, took it hard to the basket, and I think it's Joe Gerardo. Nope. 33. There's no... I think it was on Gerardo.
24.
Richmond hits the free throw, and we're tied at 5. Foul on number 3, Anthony Perez. Perez's first 5 fouls on the Jaguars. We're tied at 5. Cameron, 31 points last night on this floor. This is the second free throw. Versteeg with the rebound. Gets it to Gerardo. Quickly up court to Montelongo. Spins in the lane, loses the ball. He'll get it back. Shovel it to Gerardo. Cross court pass to Perez. Perez back to Montelongo between the circles. Now pass to the high post to Versteeg. Backside cut Perez, or Gerardo, he lays it in. Gerardo has all 5 of the 7 Jaguar points. Because I missed that one basket. Richmond collides with Versteeg at half court. No calls. He got the pass down to Mima. Boy, the fishing crew is struggling right now. They got it down low to Mima. And he got fouled by Joseph Gerardo. Already 6 fouls on Tri-City Prep. 2:48 to go, first quarter. Irish have committed 4. Jacobson on the right wing. Montelongo right on him. Right wing to Kelgar. Irish down 7-5. Eskel on the right corner, in the right corner. Up top to Jacobson. Looks at a 3, won't take it. Now top to Richmond. Richmond with Gerardo on him. Spins in the lane, backs him down, goes up front, scores up. That's the matchup they will not be able to handle. Gerardo, a slightly built 5'5 junior. Cameron, a 5'11 junior, who can play physical, just backed him down, banked it in. Gerardo's second foul. Cameron is a tough matchup, and we're tied at 7 if he misses the free throw. Cameron's missed 2 in a row for the line. Jaguars clear the board up to Montelongo, goes baseline, passes on the around the horn. They get to Perez. He'll fire a 3. It's short. Rebound Cole Miedema. Loose the handle, gets it back. Oh, boy. He traveled, but he threw it away right to Perez. Third to Gerardo, to Perez. Now Montelongo gets it to Versteeg. We got a whistle. And timeout. Interesting. Versteeg caught the ball under the basket. Official blew the whistle. Timeout, Jaguars. 2:04 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 7 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you ask yourself if you're getting the best bang for your buck? Would you like to have a bank that is small enough to know your name and gives you the high-tech conveniences of the bigger banks? At Community Bank, we've got you covered. Whether you prefer to step into the friendly branch and do your banking face-to-face, or you're short on time and prefer to bank through our mobile app, great products and services, we've got you covered. Community Bank, member FDIC.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
The competition, the intensity, and the great atmosphere in the Irish gymnasium picking up right where it left off last night when the Irish upset WABA, the number one team in the league, 77-72. The Jaguars are set behind WABA at 6-3, and we're tied at 7. Perez drives in, and he's fouled. The foul's called on Eskel, his first, and Anthony Perez will shoot two free throws, his first one off the mark. First free throw of the game for the Jaguars. Lay's going to check in for Kelgard. No, for Jacobson. So Kelgard's going to stay in. So Kelgard, Cole meet him up. Leahy, Richmond, and Eskel on the floor for the Irish. Darryl Galloway, two quick reach-in fouls, and he's on the bench. Perez, with the second free throw going, gives the Jaguars an 8-7 lead. Richmond in the front court. Now to Eskel. Up top of the key to Leahy for three. Zach Leahy hits the three. Zach Leahy, the 6'3 freshman, has 7 first quarter points. There's up 10-8. Gerardo answers the other way. The 5'5 junior's got 8. As he hits the three, 11-10 at Tri-City Prep. Richmond in the lane. Double team kicks the corner to Leahy. Back to Richmond. Richmond drives in, finds it. Kelgard behind the defense, he lays it in. Nice assist by Richmond. The Irish up 12-11. Gerardo to Montelongo. Montelongo spins the lane, kicked out to Gerardo. The 5'5 junior has such a quick release. He gives it up to Perez. Perez drives, kicks to the 6'2 Joe Gerardo. Now Montelongo with it. Irish power, the fans across the way chanting. Inside with the shot. For the Jaguars, it's Joe Gerardo. The 6'2 senior off the bench gets it down low and scores it. The Jaguars back in front 13-12, and the ball's knocked away at the other end off Tri-City Prep team. 13-12, Irish down by 1. A lot of lead changes. They throw it deep to Cameron Richard. He'll fire a 3 straight away. Won't go. Versteeg's going to save the rebound to Gerardo. Inside a minute to go in a quickly played first quarter. Perez kicks out to Montelongo. Montelongo, they sag way off in. He'll shoot the 17-footers off the mark. Won't go. Rebound, Gerardo. The Irish had everybody blocked out, but nobody went after the ball. Gerardo gets it to Perez, who lays it in. That was a crazy play. Adam Eskel was just frozen, watching the ball come right towards him. So Gerardo said, the taller of the two Gerardos, the 6'2 player, said, I'll take it. And the Jaguars lead by 3. Richmond drives in, ball stripped away, gets it back, kicks it out to Eskel. He hits the three. Adam Eskel, three-pointer. That will end the first quarter where we started the game tied at 15. Great game so far on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
I'm happy to announce that a Badge and Toyota will become part of the McCurley Integrity Dealership Network as of February 3. We thank you for your 30 years of support, but that means all inventory must go, so we have everything marked down to rock bottom. Unbelievable deals on used cars and 0% interest on select Toyotas. We have hang tags in every vehicle and aggressive pricing on all new vehicles. Make us an offer. We need to sell all in-stock inventory before January 31. This is the last sale you won't want to miss. A Badge and Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, it's been a very entertaining game last night and an entertaining first quarter here tonight. 15-15. The Irish boys in fifth place in the conference at 4-5 in the gym this week. Thursday, last night, WABA, who came in with a 7-2 record. The Irish beat them 77-72. And now Tri-City Prep with a 6-3 record. And the Irish Reps are tied with them at 15, so the Sales boys proving they can play with the top teams in the conference and in a full house in the Irish gymnasium. Fun atmosphere that the last game in the month of January. They swing it to Jacob for the start of the second quarter. His three won't go over Sieg with the rebound. Irish have full lead in the lady. Kelgard, Daryl Galloway's out there with the two fouls, along with Jacobson. In the corner goes to Gerardo. His three off the side of the backcourt. Sieg gets the loose ball put in. It's going to kind of take that one as Gerardo missed it. That's so bad it turned into a carom pass to Versteeg. Versteeg's first basket of the game. Daryl Galloway on the right wing now. Zone defense for the Jaguars. To meet him on the baseline. He's passed over by Versteeg. So the Jaguars change up the defense going to the zone. Montelongo with Galloway on him. Daryl's got to be careful on the reach-ins with the two fouls. That most of the first quarter. Perez, shake and make move, kick out to Montelongo. He fires a three from the left wing. He's got it. Alex Montelongo, the 5'5 junior, left-handed three. The Jaguars have opened up a five-point advantage, scoring the first 5 points of this second quarter. Alan Griffin wants a timeout. 6:54 to go, first half. Irish now pointed to 15. We'll be right back. 100.7 FM KSSF.
In our part of the country, we all depend on agriculture. What's good for agriculture is good for our local economy. We believe in agriculture and we make loans to support it. Always have and always will. Come talk to your local community bank loan officer to discuss your loan or operating line needs. Community Bank, local money working for local people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So a three by Alex Montelongo, his first points of the game, and a put back on a rebound of a shot from off the side of the backboard. And the Jaguars are up 20-15. The Sales have not scored in the second quarter. Working against the zone defense after the timeout by Coach Griffin. Hits a high post as Kelgard slaps away. Loose ball hustled and picked up by the Jaguars' Joseph Gerardo. Now Montelongo with it. Nobody picks up Montelongo. Drives all the way and kick out to Gerardo. He hits the three. Straight down the defensive line of the Irish. They all have it clapped on Montelongo. And he kicks it out to Gerardo. The 5'5 junior has 11 points. Lady's three-pointer way too long. Irish in a little trouble right now as the Jaguars have scored the first 8 points of the second quarter. Montelongo left wide open. His three-pointer won't go. Rebound Kelgard, but he fails defensively, leaving guys open. In the right corner goes to Jacobson. Crossover pass to Leahy. Downloaded to Needham. Inside to Kelgard. He can't hit the shot, but he's fouled. Nice ball movement by the Irish. Dominic will shoot free throw. To see the fouls on. Fouls on either number 1 or number 11. It's on number 1. That's Montelongo's second foul. Kelgard hits the free throw. Irish first point of the second quarter. They're down 23-16. Stopped an 8-point run to start the second quarter by the Jaguars. Dominic's second free throw is also good. 23-17. Irish down by 6. Perez to Gerardo to Montelongo. To Perez on the right wing. Cross court back to Gerardo. To Montelongo, the 3'5'5"-ish point guard play pass. Down low to Versteeg. To Perez. He drives it and lays it in the road. Little teardrop. The 5'7 junior can elevate. He's got 7, and the Jaguars lead his 8. Swing it to Leahy. He catches, shoots a 3, in and out, won't go. Rebound, Miedema goes up strong. Puts it in, he fouled. Cole Miedema, the 6'3 sophomore's first point. The basket's good. The foul is on Versteeg. That is already 9 fouls on Tri-City Prep. 9 fouls on the Jaguars, so the Irish can make some hay at the free throw line. Kelgard just hit 2. Cole misses the free throw, rebound for Steve. 25-19, Irish down by 6. Perez at half court gets it to Montelongo on the right wing. The Sales playing a little zone of their own here defensively, chasing the ball around the perimeter. They swing it to Gerardo. 3 on the way, out there, won't go. Rebound, he goes high above for Steve for it. Gets the outlet to Daryl Galloway. Daryl wants to run, but the Jaguars hustle back. Transition defense is very good over the years for the Jaguars. They hustle back into the passing lane. Leahy's pass stolen by Perez. Perez racing the other way. Gets it to Gerardo on the lane. He lays it in. The guard play for the Jaguars is excellent. 27-19. They have an 8-point lead. Darryl Galloway between the circles will slow down. Left wing pass to Leahy. Back up to Sedell. Swing it right wing now. Jacobson. Cross from pass to Leahy. On the baseline to Needham. Needham takes the 12-footer. It's blocked by Versteeg and it goes out of bounds. Richmond, we got an extended break there. The Irish need him on the floor. He comes back in, as does Eskel. Kelgard and Jacobson come out. So a little more offensive firepower, especially when you get Cameron back on the floor. Galloway inbound, still looking in the corner, goes to Leahy. He's double-teamed. Those little 5'5 guards against the 6'3 freshman. Gets it off to Galloway, cross the pass to Eskel. Now zone defense by the Jaguars after the inbound. Richmond to Galloway on the baseline now in the short corner to meet him. Up top to Galloway, down to Richmond. Long three, won't go, long rebound to Galloway. Darryl puts the defense and lays it in. Darryl surveyed the defense. Too quick on the first step for the Jaguars. 27-21, the sales down six. 4:07 to go in the half. Pass near half court to Gerardo. To Montelongo. Goes baseline, 8-footer. He's got it. Floats it in. These guards are just so good. They can hit the three. They can hit the pull-up. They are a tough matchup, but they're also very small. And I keep saying we got to get Richmond inside, but now they're playing zone, which will make it a little tougher. Cameron drives baseline. Cut off by Perez and Versteeg. Kick it to Eskel. 17-footer on the way. We'll go Mima and Versteeg fights for Versteeg. Gets it to his teammate, Joe Gerardo. That's the 6'2 senior. Montelongo in the corner now to George Gerardo. Now Perez with it. Perez to Montelongo to George to Joseph Gerardo on the baseline. He lays it in. The 6'2 senior left alone down low, and the Jaguars lead by 10. That's the challenge of that. The three speedy guards up front, they draw so much attention from the defense, and they found Gerardo wide open underneath. He's been in off the bench for Peterson, who picked up the three quick fouls in the 6'4 junior. Richmond drives in as it's knocked away from behind by Joe Gerardo and the loose ball to the Jaguars. Now Montelongo, a little hesitation dribble, throws by Eskel. He just kind of sized up Adam. Adam kind of said, okay, what are you going to do? And Montelongo said, I'm going to flow right by you. Time out to fail. Irish down at 12, 33-21 with 2:43 to go in the half on 100.7 FM KHSF.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
in a very competitive high school boys basketball game. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. Irish down 35-30 at the half. And the Knights of Columbus have got some things going on. The Knights of Columbus representative from Pasco just presented a $1,500 check to the Tri-City Prep Jaguar Scholarship Fund, and now J.P. Kent of the Walla Walla chapter of the Knights of Columbus has Jared Conan and Michael Cottle out on the floor, and he's making Jared wear his sweatshirt backwards with a hood over his face, and I think he's got to shoot the ball from the top of the key for $1,500. So the crowd is very intrigued by what's going on there. I think Michael's trying to coach him. He shoots it up. Oh, he got it off the backboard. Anyway, well, the Irish boys and the Jaguar boys, a 15-15 score at the end of one quarter. And then the Jaguars came out very strong in the second quarter. I think they had outscored the Irish 18-6 at one point, but the sales are nice at the end of the quarter. Close it to a five-point deficit at the half. Well, Jared missed again, but the crowd tried to deke him by cheering for him, but he wasn't going for it. Now they're going to move him up to the foul line. Well, we'll take a break, try to find out what's going on when we come back. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. His girls, Southeast 2B Conference champions, finished the regular season with a 9-1 conference record. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
You say you're not into veggies? Le Pizzari's puts you to the test with our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest, a bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese, and our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa, and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Pizzari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Pizzari's finest and Pizzari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast. Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason.
Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
The days are getting shorter and the nights are getting colder. Is your heating system ready for the long winter? We're Total Comfort Solutions and we can help. For a limited time, receive our precision tune-up for just $89. Our certified technicians will inspect your heating system to ensure it is performing at its peak efficiency for your family's safety and comfort. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868, a proud sponsor of the DeSales Fighting Irish.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Top five is good. It's not to be racist. Okay, so we're live here as we're back here at the half. The Irish up 35-30 in the boys' game, and Tim Duncan's with me right now, Lady Irish head coach. His girls now finish up the regular season at 9-1, correct? Congratulations, coach.
Thank you.
You clinched the Southeast D2B conference title last night, and then you avenge your only league loss to the Tri-City Jaguars. You know, the rough start at the beginning of the game, obviously you guys are trying to get into the low post now. You guys had a lot of turnovers early. What were some things you did, because you definitely got it into the low post a lot more later on?
Well, they played their 2-3 zone a lot different, and we weren't reading it very well. And so our guards were kind of trying to take advantage of opportunities that weren't there, and they were missing opportunities that were there. And, you know, it took us a quarter. You know, we called the first time out, kind of pointed some things out. Then they just automatically thought those opportunities were going to be there, and they just pulled away right away. We took another time out. We kind of talked to them again, just kind of had to settle them down a little bit. And then they started seeing things, and we played well after that.
I think I commented on the air in that first quarter there were two or three timeouts, and I said, you know, Tim Duncan, if he has to use all five of his timeouts, they're going to figure out how to get in the low post. And,
yeah.
And you guys did, and a very good effort for your girls.
Yeah.
Kind of an embarrassing performance, you know, up there on February 11th. But you put it on them 59-18. So, Jerry Queen, player of the game for this one.
You know what? We're not going to give one out. This is a team effort.
It was. We were very unselfish.
I think all of our kids just played super basketball. I don't think we're going to give one out tonight.
Okay.
In a good way.
That's a segue into my last question.
Okay.
In a bad way, the answer was no up at Sunnyside on Monday. And I know you're really looking forward to the match. They are a quality team. And as you mentioned, we talked during the week, if we play them 10 times, we might only be able to beat them once, but who knows, maybe that one time will be Tuesday. What are a couple things you're really looking for from your girls against a very good Sunnyside team in a non-league year getting ready for the postseason?
Well, the big thing is come out and compete against them. I didn't think we were very competitive and up there. I think we played scared, and for some reason or another, I don't know why, But hopefully we compete against. The other thing is we got to shoot a higher percentage. I don't know if we've ever shot in the last 5 years higher than 25% against them.
Well, when you're really scared, it's hard to shoot.
Well, yeah, we only shot 18% up there. We got to shoot a higher percentage and put some pressure on them early and kind of get them back on their heels, hopefully. We got to get off to a good start.
Compete. I like that word. So we're going to compete with Sunnyside on Tuesday.
Yes.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Lady Irish, 9-1 in the conference, 15-4 overall. We'll take on the Sunnyside Christian Lady Knights, an undefeated Knights team. Will come to the Irish gym on Tuesday. Well, the Irish boys down 35-30 against one of the top teams in the conference. They beat Wawa last night, the league leader. They're trying to do the same to the Jaguars, down 5 in a very competitive game. We'll have halftime stats and second half action when we come back on 100.7 FM.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662. McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're about to get underway in the second half. Irishtown 35-30. The Cards, the Jaguars creating problems. George Guajardo, the 5'5 junior, has 13 points. Anthony Perez, 5'7 junior, has 9. And Alex Montelongo, the 5'5 junior, 7 points, all in the second quarter. The Irish are outscored 20-15. But Tyler Jacobson, a couple second quarter threes, don't bring the Irish back within 5 before the half. Tyler's got 6. Zach Leahy leads the Irish with 8 points. Cameron Richmond's been held to 5 points. 2 for Darryl Galloway. 3 for Adam Esco. 4 for Dominic Kelgar. 2 for Cole Miedema. Irish forced a turnover on the first possession of the second half as the Jaguars throw it away, but then Darryl Galloway zips one inside and the Jaguars steal it right back. Now it's Tri-City Prep in front court for the second time here in the second half, down to my right. Montelongo on the left wing with it. He'll shoot a three behind the screen for Persig, and he hits it. Persig is 6'4", keeping Darryl Galloway away from Montelongo. Montelongo didn't score in the first quarter, but he's got 10 now, and it's an 8-point lead. Esco fires a three the other way. Won't go. Persig with the rebound. Outlet to Perez. Perez at the top of the key. Now right wing to Montelongo. Looks for a screen from Peterson. Now pass down low to Persig. Now to Perez. Perez tries to baseline, puts the shot off the bottom of the backboard, taken away by Esco. Esco to Richmond. Esco is streaking down the middle of the court, and he lays it in. Esco got 5. Nice. He got the rebound. Got it to Richmond, and then just sprinted down the middle of the key. At the offensive end, Richmond found him in stride. There's a pass out top, tipped by Richmond, goes right to Perez, falls loose again. Versailles got it now, Montelongo with it. He drives baseline. He has it blocked by Esco, but a foul called on Adam Esco. Fouls were a big part of the first half. The Jaguars were whistled for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them. 3 on Dane Peterson, the 6'4 junior, who actually played late in the second quarter with those 3 fouls. Esco picks up the foul. I've got him for 2. The scoreboard's got him for 1. I checked the book. Well, I know I'm right. But I guess I'm not. Montelongo hits the first free throw. He's got 11 points. Hits them both. The 5'5 left-handed junior has his team up by 8. Esco in the right corner. Cross-court pass tipped away, but Jacobson gets it on the left wing. They over the top of the zone by the Jaguars. They played man in the first quarter. It was 15-15 tie. The zone gave the Irish some trouble. So Tyler Jacobson hit a couple threes. Now Richmond drives in. Pass for Leahy. Kicked away by Versteeg, and that'll reset the shot clock. 6:08 to go, third quarter. Irish down by 8. Galloway, Leahy, Richmond, Jacobson, and Esco will line up and break towards the ball along the left side of the key. They get to Richmond. He hands it right to Esco. They're standing next to each other. Now Esco in the lane, but right-handed hook shot won't go. Rebound, Peterson. Irish a little out of sync on that offensive sequence. Now Perez has got it right wing to Montelongo. Montelongo passes inside to Peterson. He elevates inside, thanks to them. Peterson's got some hops. The 6'4 junior's first pass to the game. The Jaguars are outscored the Irish 7-2 here early in the third quarter. 10-point Jaguar lead. They've led by as many as 12. Swinging around to Richmond. He'll fire a three off the arm, won't go. Rebound, Peterson. Peterson to Perez. Cameron's been so hot this week, 26 up at Sunnyside, 31 last night. He's off this game. This 5'11 junior is 5 points. Drive to the basket for the Jaguars by Girardo, and he's fouled. And the foul's on Leahy. Leahy's second. Second foul on the Irish here in the second half. George Duardo, the 5'5 junior. 21 points the first time these teams met. He hits the first free throw. He's got 14 now. I like the guard play for the Jaguars. They're just tough to stop. They can drive. They can shoot the outside shot. He misses the second one, but Verstee gets the rebound as Richmond went for the ball but didn't block out. Fundamental error there. They lob it inside to Peterson. He's stripped by Esco. Ball loose out front. Still loose. Perez has got it. Gets down low to Verstee. Goes up strong. Nowhere to go. They get the set. Montalongo outside and gets the three. Verstee went to shoot it, but he's under the backboard while he's still in the air. Zips it out to Montalongo. And Montalongo's third three-pointer of the game. He's got 15. Things going right now for Tri-City Prep. Irish swing it to Jacobson. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound, Peterson. Irish in a little bit of trouble here in the third quarter. Long pass up court to Gerardo. Won't go. Peterson with the rebound. He puts it in. Alan Griffin might want to think about a timeout here as the Jaguars putting it on the Irish. 13-2 here since the intermission and lead by 16. To the foul on Daskell. Nobody on it. He'll turn and shoot it. Won't go. Irish got the wide open look against the zone but couldn't hit the 15-footer. Quickly ahead to Gerardo. He misses the lane. Rebound tipped out. Perez will chase it down on the left corner. Long pass cross court to Gerardo. Up off the Montalongo. Goes down the lane. Shot blocked out there by Eskel. Loose ball picked up by Gerardo. To Perez. To Peterson. Peterson loses it between his leg. Rolls through Leahy's leg. Eskel picks it up. Now Richmond's got it. Put the shoulder down. Shadowed by Gerardo and, Montalongo and Peterson. Now down to Leahy. Leahy to Eskel. Out top to Galloway. Galloway shot. Won't go. Rebound. Versteeg. Up court to Gerardo. To Perez. Perez stripped by Galloway. Head to Galloway. Goes and lays it in. Galloway with the steal. Sprinted the other way. Jacobson got the loose ball. Threw it up court to Darrell. That cuts it back to a 14-point Jaguar advantage at 48-34, 3:27 to go in the third. Montalongo drives down the lane, kicks from the corner to Peterson, up top to Perez. Back to Montalongo. Galloway flies at him, now Montalongo gives it up to Perez. Pass down low, stolen by Esco. At two Richmond, ahead of the pack to Galloway, goes up strong with the lane and gets it to go. Darrell flips the other way, timeout, Joe Perez. As the Irish have it down to a 12-point game, 3:07 to go, third quarter. Irish down 48-36 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys did the Jaguars a favor last night by knocking off Wawa as the Knights finished their conference record at 7-3. Tri-City Prep comes into this game at 6-3. And they're not being so kind to the Irish right now. The pace of the game is challenging for both teams. There's a lot, Adam Esco and Cameron Richmond in particular really breathing heavy. Cameron had a nosebleed last night. He's getting a little bit of one now. They've got the swab stuffed up his nose as he comes out of the timeout. Cole Needham is on the floor for the Irish. So is Elgard. And Gerardo drives in and puts one off the over the front rim and in. Now Esco gets the two. Needham on the baseline. Cole on the short corner on the baseline from the left side. Hits it. Irish down 50-38. But the Irish got to find a way to slow down the Jaguars. Perez drives in, shot won't go, rebound battle, ball still being tipped around, going to go out of bounds. Off the sail. 2:28 to go, third quarter. Irish down 50-38. Last night, the Irish had their season high of 77 points, but they also gave up their season high 72 in the win. Inbound to Peterson, he scored it. Peterson, 6'4 junior, has 6 points all in this third quarter. Sat quite a bit into the first half with three fouls. Fisherman for three. Won't go. Long rebound, Montalongo. Montelongo pushes it the other way. Behind the back to get around Eskel. Loses it, gets it back. Double dribbles the call. So the Jaguars turn it over. They lead it by 14. 2:08 to go, third quarter. Sales have scored 8 points. They've been outscored 17-8 here in the third quarter. Swing pass will now low to Niedema. Wide open underneath. Puts the shot up for Seek. Blocks it. Niedema gets it back and puts it in. Cole's got six. The Irish down 52-40. Got to find those holes in the zone, and it's that little 8-foot shot on the baseline. The short corner, they call it. They get it to Peterson on the right lane. He drives in for a lay-in. 8 points for Peterson. The offense has been good enough for DeSales, but defensively, they have not been able to stop the Jaguars at all. After the first quarter, they gave up just 15. They gave up 20 in the second quarter. They've given up 19 here so far in the third quarter. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Jaguars, in front of the Irish cheering section. Leahy will inbound to Darryl Galloway as Galloway comes in for Richmond. Now to Jacobson, pass inside to Kelgard. He's sandwiched in there. It's going to be a foul on Perez. Anthony Perez picks up his, they say, second. Man, I checked the scorebook at halftime, and I know I had it right. Anyway, it's the first team foul of the second half on the Jaguars. Galloway at the top of the key on the dribble. Now deep right wing to Leahy. Now on the baseline to Niedema. Niedema, double team down low this time. It's a delay to Galloway. Swings to Jacobson. The zone shifts on to Jacobson. Now to Galloway, back to Jacobson. Three over Peterson. Up and we'll go Kelgard with the rebound. Kelgard tied up by Gerardo. Dominic, the mistake there. Dominic is 6'1" and can lead. He got the rebound and immediately brought the ball all the way down to his knees, which allowed Gerardo at 5'5" to tie him up. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish. They inbound it high out on the left wing to Leahy. Left corner goes to Jacobson. We're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Irish down 54-40. They lost by 20 to this team in Pasco on January 11th. Galloway hits a three, hits the front rim, hits the side rim, rolls and drops. Galloway's got 7 points in the quarter, 9 for the game. Irish within 11 at 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. 54-43, Jaguars with the lead. Gerardo to Perez on the left wing. Tries to get by Jacobson. Cut off, gets it out to Versteeg. Shot clock at 15, game clock at 25. Bob inside to Versteeg, goes up the corner and lays it in. Good ball movement, got in the low post with a 6'4 senior. He's got 4 points. Galloway to Leahy, 16 seconds to go in the third. Irish down 56-43. Leahy deep on the left wing, Montelongo on him. Up top to Galloway. Pass on the baseline to Niedema. Niedema goes up over Peterson, off the island go. Kelgard strong with the rebound, blocked out of there on the footback by Versteeg. Montelongo's got the loose ball, can't get a shot up. We've played three quarters. The Irish down 56-43. 8 minutes left when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
So the Jaguars climbing the ladder offensively. They had 15 first quarter points, 20 in the second quarter, 21 in the third. The Irish boys struggling to keep up offensively. The Sales boys outscored 21-13 in the third quarter, trail by 13. Tri-City Prep will start the final 8 minutes set with the ball. Montelongo to Peterson. Peterson had all 8 of his points in that third quarter. The 6'4 junior dribbles with the top of the key. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Galloway on Montelongo, now Perez with it. Perez on the right wing. Dribbles baseline, splits the defense, and lays it out. In and out. It's gone all the way around, halfway down, came up on the back of the rim and fell away. And then he fouls out of frustration on the inbound, on the rebound attempt. That's 3 on Perez. Starting the fourth quarter for Coach Griffin's DeSales boys is Galloway, Richmond, Jacobson, Kelgard, and Leahy on the floor. The group that started the game minus Adam Estill. Pass inside, Richmond can't finish in traffic. Now Perez with it. Perez up court to Peterson. Peterson in the lane. 8-footer won't go. Rebound Dominic Kelgard. Gets it to Galloway. Darryl pushes in the front court. Pulls up the first 3 on a quick shot. Won't go. Rebound Peterson. Peterson to Perez. The thing about Tri-City Prep over the years, I really don't know what best pace to play against them, because they can run, they can play the half-court game. Montelongo drives down the lane, lays it in, he's got 17. 58-43, but the Irish got to find a way to get the offense going to try to keep up with the Jaguars. The pass on the wing knocked away by Perez. Tri-City Prep playing them with a lot of energy. A chance to tie Walla Walla Valley Academy for the league championship by beating DeSales after the Irish upset Walla Walla Valley Academy on this floor last night, 77-72. Darryl, Galloway with the ball to Jacobson, now in the right corner to Kelgard. Pass up top to Galloway. Pumps left, dribbles right, now passes right to Jacobson on the wing. Back to Galloway. Then trace kick out to Adam Estill, who's checked in. Estill, 3 on the way, won't go. Rebound, Gerardo. That's George Gerardo, the 5'5 junior. To Montelongo, ahead to Peterson. Peterson has his pass blast out of bounds to the Jaguar bench players. 6:10 to go in the ballgame. Cameron Richmond, a quick breather, comes in this time for Tyler Jacobson. Irish down by 15, 58-43, 6:09 to go. Montelongo's pass inside, tipped by Richmond out of bounds, and Dante Myrie, fifth grader at Assumption School, saves Mrs. Koontz by catching that ball. There by the doorway, Perez inbounds to Montelongo. He drives in, kick out to Gerardo. Back to Perez. Those 3 guards move around so well with the ball. And then you got Peterson and Versteeg, both at 6'4", posting up down low. Montelongo shot won't go on the baseline. Rebound Leahy. Long pass up court to Richmond. Richmond goes up over Versteeg, can't hit it. Offensive foul off on Richmond as they fall to the ground in a heap. Cameron has struggled tonight offensively, 5 points, but he was as good as it gets last night with 31 in the win over Walla Walla Valley Academy. Peterson down low on a pass to Montelongo, and he scores it. These guards, I keep talking about their guards. They can shoot the 3, they can drive and score, and they deliver to the post players. Very fundamentally sound. Richmond misses a 3. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. The Irish, I think, have run out of gas here. The Tri-City Prep guards. It's too much for the Irish. And then Versteeg and Peterson at 6'4 down low. The Irish guys look like they're a little out of gas. The third game this week, second in a row. Down 60-43 now. Kelgard checks back in for Leahy. Kelgard, Estill, Richmond, Jacobson's back in there, and Galloway. Pass inside to Peterson. Shot goes in and out. Rebound tip. He tips it again out there half court, and Gerardo runs it down. Now to Montelongo, where Joe Perez substituted quite a bit, part of it due to foul trouble in the first half. He hasn't subbed really at all here in the second half. Now a drive to the basket, a collision, and an offensive foul called. Montelongo picks up the foul. He has 3. So Peterson, Montelongo, and Perez, each with 3 fouls. Alan Griffin wants a timeout. His guy's down 17. Hoping to have another run in him with 4:54 to go in the ballgame. We'll be right back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sales High School. Coach Griffin trying to help his guys regroup. They just put gas out there. And the Jaguars, I keep talking about those stars. You have to defend them everywhere. Like, for example, last night, Walla Walla Valley Academy, a team that wants to run more, but they're definitely a three-point shooting type team. So you can kind of defend the three-point line. They're not as big a threat to drive to the basket, and they're not as big a threat to feed it into the low post. The Jaguars can attack you in so many different ways at the offensive end, which requires the defense to expend a lot of energy. The Irish are going to take a breath with the timeout and chip their way back into this one. They did it at the end of the third quarter, or at the end of the second quarter, excuse me. They were down 12 and cut it to 3 before the Jaguars scored the last points of the half. Kept the left wing. Shot won't go. Rebound. Peterson, and then Esco will foul him. As Adam picks up his third. I think Coach Griffin's thinking, okay, there's 4 minutes left, and we got to get these guys at the foul line. The Irish committed 4, and Peterson kind of had some words for what he thought a hard foul was by Adam Eskel, and then the officials come up to Peterson and say, hey, quiet down. And then Jacobson fouls Perez in the backcourt. So, Coach Griffin's strategy, it looked like, let's get the Jaguars at the free throw line. Jacobson's first foul, fifth on the Irish. Now they get inbound to Perez. Galloway fouls him again. So the hack strategy is on. Galloway picks up his third. He picked two on the first, picked up two fouls on the first two possessions of the game. Now they'll put Chris Arellano in. Let him chase and foul. Arellano in for the first time. Will reach out and slap a Perez if they can't catch without Jacobson reaches and grabs him. So with 4:33 to go, Coach Griffin's going to put the Jaguars at the line. And Anthony Perez, the 5'7 junior, will shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. He's got 9 points. And, well, the completeness for the guards from Tri-City Prep will be free throw shooting. They can do everything else very well. Perez hits the front end. He's got 10. I do not have my score sheet from the first time we played to check their free throw shooting. Perez, this is the second. Eskel and Kelgard go after it. Kelgard got it. Now Eskel with it. He'll shoot the quick three. Off the iron won't go. Rebound for Steve. For Steve. Gets it quickly to Gerardo. He's fouled by Jacobson. Well, it's Friday night. The Irish don't play till Tuesday. And it's going to take a while to get out of the gym tonight as long as Coach Griffin tells his guys to foul. So Perez hit 1 of 2. He's back there again to shoot the front end of the 1-on-1. He misses, and Kelgar with the rebound. Now to Richmond in the right corner, Jacobson. 3 on the way. It's an air ball. So the Irish fire will bounds away from beyond the arc. And it's not working tonight. Last night against Walla Walla Valley Academy, the Irish hit 11 three-point field goals. Tonight, they've hit 5. But they've been way off the mark on their last couple attempts. Now the foul of Peterson. He'll shoot the front end of 1-on-1 and hit it. Dane Peterson, 6'4 junior, now has 11 points all in the second half. He misses the second. Kelgard with the rebound. Irish race the other way. Richmond, double pump over Versteeg. He puts it in. Time out to Sales. 4:06 to go. Irish down 62-45. Tri-City Prep with the ball, and we come back from 100.7 FM, HSS.
There is a lot of confusion and controversy among the public concerning what to feed our pets. But no matter which brand or type of food you choose, there are two things you need to look for on the packaging. First, look for a food that is described with the words complete and balanced. Next, choose a pet food that has been tested in actual feeding trials. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So out of the timeout, the Irish show full court pressure. Inbound pass. Chris Seriano fouls Gerardo. The Jaguars were 4-6 from the free throw line through three quarters. They have 2 of 5 unofficially so far at the line. That's the 10th foul on the Irish, so Gerardo will shoot 2 free throws. Well, time-wise, it's working. There's still over 4 minutes left. Gerardo hits the free throw. He's got 17. Problem is the Irish offensively are having some issues. They've scored just one basket here in the fourth quarter. And Gerardo misses the second one. They don't get him blocked out. He keeps the rebound alive. Peterson's got it. Well, not good. And now an intentional foul as Ariano slaps Perez after he passed the ball. And the Sales boys having some trouble. Things went so well, so entertaining last night, but it's going to be still tough to watch here for a while here in this fourth quarter. So Perez will shoot 2 free throws. He misses the first one. Well, the Jaguars are obliging with 4 free throw shooting. But they'll get the ball back on the intentional foul. Perez hits the second one. He has 11 now. It's 2 of 5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. 3 of 7 for the game. They'll inbound it to Perez. And Cameron Richmond will reach and knock the ball away, then foul him as he and Ariano chase. We'll see who they call it on. Fouls on Cameron Richmond, his second. That stops the clock at 3:58 to go in the ball game. And Perez will make his first, second, third, fourth trip to the line here in the fourth quarter. He hits the first one. 20-point advantage for the Jaguars now, 65-45. Perez hits the most, 66-45. Darryl Galloway will bring it into front court. Top the key, splits the defense. Puts the shot up, he's fouled. Well, the officials started off early in this game. I think they had 8 fouls whistled in the first about 2 minutes of the game. Maybe a slight exaggeration. So this game's going to end just the way it started, a lot of whistles. The foul's on Perez, his fourth, and Darryl Galloway will shoot 2 at the free throw line. Darryl's first one off the mark. So the strategy of putting them at the line is at mixed success. The Jaguars are 6 of 11 from the line, but the Irish offense has scored just 2 points in this fourth quarter. Darryl hits the second one. He's got 10. The Irish down 66-46. And now another foul as Jacobson will chase down Gerardo. That's 4 on Jacobson. Jacobson has 4. Of course, this is all unofficial because I've been way off all game long. Not way off, but Eskel's got 4. Galloway's got 3. Isaiah Standard getting set to check in. And Gerardo hits the first free throw. He's got 18 points now. 13 in the first half. It's a 5'5 junior. He had 21 points when these teams met back on January 11th. That was a 20-point win, 67-47. They're at 67-46 right now. Make it 68. As Gerardo hits both free throws. Irish in the front court. Definitely is taking the air out of the crowd, this strategy. Pass inside to Kelgar off his hands. Safe from going out of bounds by Isaiah Standard, but right to Montelongo. And now Kelgar and Standard get after Montelongo. Will be the third Jaguar guard to try it at the free throw line. Fouls on Isaiah Standard, his first. Montelongo has been a real difference maker in this game. He had only 10 points the last time these teams met. He has 17, make it 18. He's hit 3 3-point field goals. He's now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Didn't score in the first quarter. Scored 7 in the second quarter as the Jaguars got it going. Scored 20 points in that second quarter. Montelongo's second one is also good. Left-handed, very fundamentally sound shot. Nice rotation. 70-46. And then Montelongo with a steal. Now to Peterson in the front court to Gerardo. And it looks like the Irish are going to call off the fouls as they'll let the Jaguars run some offense, leading 70-46. Montelongo on the right wing with it. Now top it goes to Versteeg. Versteeg gets it over to Gerardo. Gerardo to Montelongo to Joseph Gerardo. Down low to Versteeg. He lays it in. And Coach Perez says, okay, Coach Griffin, you're not going to foul us anymore. We're up 72-46, and he brings his reserves to the scorer's table. Arellano with it out top to Galloway. Well, a very entertaining effort by the Irish last night, beating Wawa 77-72. For 2.5 quarters, the Irish right with the Jaguars tonight, but couldn't do it. Cameron Richmond drives in. Misses a shot, rebound, Kelgar, and then a foul, he puts it back up. They say before the shot, the foul on Versteeg is his second. And now the Jaguars will bring in the reserves, Bill Perez. The coach has tried to prep a long time. He's always very classy. So the Jaguar boys will go to 7-3 in the conference. They'll be tied for first with Wawa, with as they finish league play. Asotin doesn't play till tomorrow night when they go to Waitsburg. Asotin's at 6-3. Irish inbound to Kelgar. Now to Cole Needham, who's in the ballgame. Puts it up off the glass, won't go. Rebound by number 25, who I do not have on my score sheet. Now at half court with it is Nelson Galloway on him. Ball goes off both their feet. They say it's a kick ball. Also in there for the Jaguars. I don't know what's going on, but several of these guys I don't have on my score sheet that I use up in Tri-City. 23 is, that's the girls. That ain't going to work very good. Galloway steals away from Nelson, gets to meet him. I meet him at a little 5-footer running, and he's got it. Cole's got 8 points. Timeout, Joe Perez. 2:05 to go in the ballgame. 72-48, Tri-City Prep. We'll be right back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
I'm happy to announce that a Badge and Toyota will become part of the McCurley Integrity Dealership Network as of February 3. We thank you for your 30 years of support, but that means all inventory must go, so we have everything marked down to rock bottom. Unbelievable deals on used cars and 0% interest on select Toyotas. We have hang tags in every vehicle and aggressive pricing on all new vehicles. Make us an offer. We need to sell all in-stock inventory before January 31. This is the last sale you won't want to miss. A Badge and Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
I figured out my mistake. The Jaguars have different numbers on their road jerseys and their home jerseys. I use my score sheet from their away game or the home game for them. Galloway strips Nelson, goes the other way and lays it in, and Nelson fouls him. Darrell's got 12 points, a 12-point game. So in for the Jaguars, Michael Holm, a 6'3 junior. Brendan Cole, a 6'1 senior, and Eric Powers, a 6-foot senior. Darrell can't hit the free throw, rebound, Tri-City Prep. Bringing it up court is Joe Loftus, a 5'10 senior. The starters, except for Versteeg, are juniors. The reserves, mostly seniors, are Joe Perez. Shot by Holm, he's got it. Michael Holm, a 6'3 junior, scores it. In the corner, Arellano fires a three. It goes over the back of the backboard. stops the clock with 1:27 to go. Jaguars up 74-50. The Irish boys will finish conference play at 4-6 in fifth place, and we'll see how things wash out. They'll have to go to a loser-out game to get into the district tournament against the fourth-place team, which could be basically be just about anybody, depending on how things come out here in the standings. Ariano, the standard. Now to back to Ariano, now to Galloway. Jaguars playing hard on defense. Loftus with the seal. Loftus heads the other way. Ariano will let him lay it up. Loftus scores the lay-in. The Jaguars put up 76 now. 46 seconds left in the game. Galloway, left corner to standard. Back to Galloway. Right wing to Ariano. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound tips out of bounds. Last touch by... Now we're going to call a foul. The foul is on Loftus. That's seven fouls on the Jaguars. So with 36 seconds left, Cole Needham will go to the free throw line. Cole with 8 points. He can hit both teams. Can get into double figures. The 6'3 sophomore front end of the 1-1 is good. So Cole's got 9. Zales boys. We'll have a non-leaguer Tuesday against Sunnyside Christian here at DeSales on senior night. And then they will play in the loser-out game in the district tournament next Wednesday. For a week from... I better check that. No, it will be Wednesday. So the boys are going to have back-to-back games. Need them to hit both free throws. They'll play Sunnyside on Tuesday, then play the loser-out game on Wednesday, I think. Nice get it to Nelson, who drives baseline and scores it. The Jaguars trying to get everybody in the act. 78-52. Irish defense has not been able to stop the Jaguars. Pass inside to Miedema. Off his hand, Kjellgaard gets it. He goes up strong. He's fouled and will shoot free throws. Fouls on Hollum. His first. 6.4 seconds left in the game. Kjellgaard will shoot two. Got my notes all messed up here. There we go. There's the... Okay, the Irish boys will play Wednesday, February 5th. That's next Wednesday at the home site of the fourth-place team in the league, which, if the playoffs started right now, it would be Wadesburg-Prescott. Missed free throw. Rebound. And gets it in. Mike, beat him up. That's the buzzer. So the Irish go last, but the Jaguars earn a share of first place in the Southeast QB Conference for the 78-55 win over the Irish. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
At Community Bank, we're proud to support you. You're the hardworking farmers and ranchers in our communities. You work hard every season because you love what you do, and what you do makes a difference. You give it your best every day, and at Community Bank, we'll do the same for you. Talk to us about your ag loan needs today. Community Bank. We're local money working for local people. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
We're big on you.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys run out of gas against a very consistent Tri-City Prep team. They played solid defense, and they just kept building offensively. After a 15-15 first quarter, the Jaguars scored 20 in the second quarter. Led by as many as 12, the Irish got it going late in the quarter, cut it to 3 just before the half at 33-30. The Jaguars scored the last basket of the first half, outscored the Irish 20-15 in the second quarter, and then really put it on the Irish in the second half. They scored 21 in the third quarter and 22 in the fourth quarter, while the Irish were scoring 13 and 12 and stretched it out to the 78-55 way. And Coach Griffin tried to slow them down by putting them at the free throw line, but the Jaguars were 10 of 15 from the line in the fourth quarter, finishing 14 of 21. Scoring in the ballgame, 2 points for Michael Holmes for the Jaguars, 2 for Isaac Nelson, 2 for Joe Loftus, 4 for Joe Girardo, 6 for Brady Versteeg, and then 4 players in double figures for the Jaguars. 11 points for Dane Peterson, all in the second half, 13 for Anthony Perez, and then 19 each for George Girardo and Alex Montelongo, as they each finished with 19 points. So those guards are just so tough. Montelongo and Girardo with 19 each, Perez with 13. For the Irish, scoring 5 points for Adam Eskel, 5 for Dominic Kelgard, 6 for Tyler Jacobson, 7 for Cameron Richmond. Cameron had a nice week, 26 at Sunnyside, 31 last night in the win over Walla Walla Valley Academy, but Cameron, along with, I think, his teammates, kind of ran out of gas there in that second half as Cameron finishes with 7 points. Zach Leahy, 8 points. The freshman did a nice job in the first half but did not score in the second half. And then 2 players with 12 points each. Darryl Galloway, 5'10 senior, had 12. And Cole Miedema, efficient in the on the baseline there against the zone. Cole, the 6'3 sophomore, finishes with 12 as well. The Irish shoot 8 of 15 from the free throw line. And very graciously, Coach Alan Griffin has come out to discuss things. Ron Allen, not quite as high as energy level as the last night with the win, but the guys just seemed to kind of run out of gas there in the second half.
Yeah, Coach, it was, I mean, again, you have a very astute perspective of the game, and we were just gassed. I think we were somewhat emotionally spent, but certainly physically spent.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of depth. We don't have a lot of players on the bench. And so what we did and to get a win last night, it paid a toll today. That's not to take anything away from a very good Tri-City Prep team. They have probably a tandem of guards, probably the two best in our
league. Yeah, I would agree.
Arguably, they're very good. They're sharp defensively. They shoot well. They've got good awareness, spatial awareness on the court, and they did a tremendous job. Joe Perez always does a great job with his guys. But all in all, we've had a very good, I think a very, a good week of basketball. Take aside some of the things that happened in Riverside, but what we did here last night, what we did here tonight, we had a good week of basketball, and I'm pleased with our growth. Got one more practice before we play Sunnyside here, and, I really am. I'm very proud of our guys. The effort tonight by a good bunch of guys, a lot of guys, a few guys, the effort tonight, they gave everything they had. You can't ask for more than that.
I agree, Coach. You know, as you're visiting with me on the air and I'm listening to you and I'm digesting the week, you know, other than going to a state tournament, I think the 3 teams we've played this week are as good as you're going to find. You know, Sunnyside Christian, defending 1B state champions. Wawa last night, the league champion, and then we did Tri-City Prep a favor by beating them And now Tri-City Prep comes in here playing for a chance to tie WAVA for the league championship, and they took care of business. And we have playoff basketball coming next week, so we're as ready as we're going to get, and it's going to be a fun part of the year.
Yeah, and it always is. I mean, when you get to the point to where things should be coming together, players now understand clearly what their roles are. They understand what we're trying to do and accomplish. Now it comes down to two things. One, the effort of the guys, and two, the execution. I mean, if we can do, they know what to do. If the effort is good and the execution is good, it's about all you can ask for. We'll things will fall where they may. But I'm really looking forward to the next for the next stage. We may have two games, we may have three, we may have six. Who knows? But I'm looking forward to this. It's been a wonderful time with these guys. I'm just having a good time. So
yeah, we'll just keep it going with them, Coach. And we got a couple days off. You'll get your team refocused. And what about the Seahawks? What's going to happen Sunday for the Super Bowl win?
Well, they're error free. They're going against obviously one of the best in the game.
Yeah.
The thing that excites me is the Broncos are going against one of the best in the game too, as far as the Hawks defense. I think the Hawks will win it. I think they'll win it by two, maybe 4 points, but I believe they'll win a low scoring game in New York.
It's going to be an exciting weekend. You think about a little basketball maybe tomorrow, and then Super Bowl Sunday will be a lot of fun. Well, Coach, Dairy Queen player of the game, then we'll let you go.
Young sophomore, Cole Miedema, who had one of those coming out games, so to speak. I mean, he grew up a lot tonight. He's got a tremendous reach, and he learned tonight that he's never had to depend on anything but his reach. He's been able to reach over players in the ninth grade and eighth grade and before that, but now he understands he's got to lead his feet, and I saw that a little bit in him tonight. He did a good job with the put back that worked real well from the short corner area. And so Cole is didn't get a lot of time, but he's working his way up to get a lot of time, and I think he would be deserving of the Dairy Queen Player of the Week.
I agree. You know, as you know, I don't have to tell you this, but that short corner is a spot that you can find in that zone, and but you got to have a guy who finished there, and he did. And I think my favorite play for Cole, I think he had a shot partially blocked, but he stuck with it, yanked it back, and then put it in. I don't know if that's exactly how it happened, but he stayed after it.
Right, exactly.
That's the key. Well,
exactly.
Coach, enjoy Super Bowl weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.
We'll talk to you Tuesday on the air.
All right.
Hey, Alan Griffin, always very gracious, visiting with us in the postgame. Cole Miedema, the 6'3 sophomore with 12 points, our Dairy Queen Player of the Game on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Coach Duncan said, no, I'm not going to pick one, because he felt it was a total team effort from his Lady Irish in a 59-18 win over Tri-City Prep's girls, avenging the only loss in league play that the Lady Irish had. They had clinched the conference championship last night with their win over Walla Walla Valley Academy. So one more game left in the regular season for the boys and girls. That is Tuesday when Sunnyside Christian, very good 1B program, comes to town. If you want to see, like I said, especially on the girls' side, if you want to see arguably one of the best two or three girls' teams at the B level, whether it's 1B or 2B, come and see the Sunnyside Christian Lady Knights. And the Irish girls, as Coach Duncan said, want to compete hard with a very good team. And the Sunnyside Christian boys, maybe not quite as formidable as last year, but they were state champions at the 1B level. And so it's going to be a very competitive non-league game to set the tone for the playoffs. And the Irish boys will start off right away on February 5th at a time and location to be determined next Wednesday in a lose-or-out game to get in the district tournament. League play will end tomorrow night with a Stoughton at Waysburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy. And with that, when we get to Tuesday, we'll know exactly what the matchups are. The Lady Irish, because they're league champions, will not have to play in that loser-out game. They'll play Tuesday against Sunnyside, and then next Friday here at 6 o'clock, and the Irish boys will have to win on Wednesday to join the Lady Irish in the Southeast 2B District 9 basketball tournament. And those games on Friday and Saturday of next week will be hosted here at the Sale. So a great chance to see some good small school, high school basketball. Sunnyside Christian coming to down Tuesday, and then the league tournament here at the Sales next Friday and Saturday. Well, hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Great job, as always, back at the studio by Dan. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. And, of course, thank you very much for listening. And we'll say go Seahawks in the Super Bowl on Sunday. And then back on the air with you on Tuesday here from DeSales. It'll be senior night for the Lady Irish and the DeSales boys. And so until then, this is Mike Steve saying go Hawks. God bless. Enjoy your weekend. And we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.